Time for us to talk basketball. The NBA Finals get underway later this week. Celtics and the Warriors, and John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast joins us. Man, oh man, I have no nails left on my fingers, but what fun that was.
Yeah, that was a great series. I mean, it was a good series. It wasn't great.
No.
There were a few blowouts. However, it was great for Boston to have won that, even though they just made it as tough as possible all along the way. But you come out, you win. That's all that matters. Now it's on to San Francisco for a little thing we like to call the NBA Finals.
Now let's talk about a couple of things from that game seven. First of all, the third road win in the series, which is fantastic. But the Jimmy Butler shot. Now we've had a little time to think about that. Was that a poor decision on his part?
The Jimmy Butler shot, I was fine with that. I didn't think that was any sort of considering the circumstances. I thought that was a superstar player going for the win. People say you should have played for the tie, but that still gives the Celtics an opportunity. They were Miami was in the penalty. It still gives the Celtics an opportunity to go out there and do something to either draw a foul, get a shot up, and win the game anyway. I think putting the Celtics down one in that scenario would have put a lot more pressure on the team. And five more minutes, Jimmy Butler played the whole game. Asking him to go out there and play for five more minutes on top of that, I don't think that would have gone well. So I'm fine with him taking that shot.
It's pretty quiet today in those places where people earlier in the season said, you got to break up Brown and Tatum. They can't play together. They can't work together.
Yeah, that's funny how that has gone by the wayside. it's obvious. We knew it was obvious back then. That was a dumb thing to say. I mean, let's just say it. Like, it was a dumb thing to think. And people will say, well, it didn't seem like it in the moment, but like, you can't be a prisoner of the moment. Like, you can't go through life in general. Can't go through life in general of saying, like, in this moment, this extreme thing is something. You just got to do all of these extreme things because that's how it seemed in that. Like, you got to have some critical thinking. You got to take a step back and be like, okay, what's really happening here? Why is this? You know, and it never, ever, ever made sense to split those guys up. And there are still people who are talking about that, Jalen hasn't been perfect. Jason hasn't been perfect. But they've been really, really good. And they combined give the Celtics this opportunity to win a championship. Rich, I feel like they'll be on the championship parade. And there are some people who just want to be angry and will say, I don't know about these guys. let's see if they can win two. So that you also have to understand we're just dealing with some people who are not happy unless they're angry.
Absolutely. Well, I would think almost everybody out there, Celtics fan or not, has to be happy for Al Horford, who had the longest stretch in NBA history of regular season games without ever getting to the NBA Finals.
It was so good to see him be able to celebrate. It was very fitting that he had the ball in his hands last in that series. The look on his face, there's a photo of him running towards the crowd of Celtics, the pure joy on his face, and that comes after a personal tragedy where he lost his grandfather, with whom he was very close, and he now gets to experience something that he never has. His birthday's coming up in a few days, and this is the first time he's ever going to be able to have a birthday in a locker room with his teammates preparing to win a championship. That's going to be awesome. We call him like the old guy. I mean, the dude's going to be 36. Like, I wish I could go back and be 36. it's going to be great for him to celebrate a 36th birthday. I mean, I wish I could be there to see his face, in that locker room, celebrating a birthday with his teammates. I'm sure there's nothing he wants more than that, except winning it all and getting his ring.
How did this Celtics team, John, go from being one that had people angry and calling for trades, break them up? And we're talking 5 months ago, people were saying that. How did they go from that point to being a team that people just love and appreciate the way they play, what they do as a team, and how everyone has seemingly found their role on this team?
Well, it starts with Ime Udoka, I think. Being able to imprint his personality on this team, because his personality is what we see when the Celtics don't lose back-to-back games. That toughness is what we see when the Celtics are out there, even though some of the mistakes or a lot of the mistakes that they're trying to work through are their own doing. That personality of his is what we're witnessing in that ability to overcome that. And so his influence on these guys, pushing them to be better than they've been, pushing them to be better than they think they needed to be, all of that is part of why this thing turned around. And then from there, that personality on the players, those guys kind of taking that, running with it, buying into now the principles that Ime was trying to push. And then, obviously, there's getting healthy, making their trades, and all of that stuff. But it starts, that's all attitudes. That's all upstairs, you know. And that's I think, it starts with the coach, and it starts with the players respecting the coach and living up to what they said when the coaching search was going on, that they wanted to be coached hard. That's what they wanted. They weren't kidding. They weren't lying. They lived up to that.
We're talking with John Corrales on Downtown. Well, defense has gotten this team to the NBA Finals. So as we get ready for Golden State, what's the biggest defensive challenge against the Warriors?
Well, the biggest defensive challenge, I think, is going to be actually the transition defense. Because they love to run. And whether it's off of a missed shot or a turnover, I think the Celtics defense starts protecting the ball. I think both teams have that same issue. But defensively, they just have to get back and force the Warriors to play a half-court offense. And if they can limit the mistakes, then they'll have a good opportunity to stay in front of guys like Klay Thompson and Curry to some degree, like enough, you know, you're not going to shut them down, just enough that you can get out into transition yourself, and maybe you could force some turnovers because they're a high turnover team. It's that transition battle. It's going to be the key, I think, to the series. And, you know, a lot of that is on Robert Williams, who, you know, if his knee is healthy, or healthy enough, then he'll be the guy that can switch and can protect the rim and can maybe make life a little bit uncomfortable on some of those shooters and, you know, limit some of the mid-range shots that the Warriors will hit or will take. If Rob can be healthy, then that defense forcing misses and forcing turnovers will be, it'll be much more likely that they're able to do that. And then the Celtics can get out and run themselves.
John Corrales talking Celtics with us, Boston Sports Journal, the Locked On Celtics podcast. John, thank you as always. Enjoy the game Thursday night, and we'll check in again next Tuesday.
All right. Talk to you then.
John Corrales with us on Downtown.